Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Dr. Chet Benneely is with us here this morning, a dental professional with Family Dental Center here in Atlantic, and they've got a program specifically for veterans coming up here very quickly that we wanted to share with folks. Chet, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you.
Thanks for coming in, appreciate it. It's nice to see a, I'm going to say this and don't take offense to it, it's nice to see a kid come home.
It's nice to be back, definitely.
It's nice to have an Atlantic graduate come back to Atlantic to open up shop and help folks here in the area. And you are planning on helping folks in the area. We were visiting here. You've got a program coming up here very soon to help out some veterans who might not otherwise be able to get in and get the dental help that they need.
Yeah. I think on the November 11th, Veterans Day, we're planning on, having or providing some service to some veterans on a first-come, first-served basis, where we will do cleanings, extractions, and fillings, for free. We're, as an office, we decided to, donate our time and help these guys out because they've, helped us out quite a bit, or put a lot of their time into, just helping us out. So
veterans, a lot of them have their benefits through the VA.
Yeah.
Or perhaps they're working through Medicare, those types of things. Dental's usually, a lot of times, is not part of their coverage.
Yeah, usually it's not. We were talking to a patient and the patient said, it's either 100% or, it's not covered at all. And there's a lot of them that, if they don't have that 100%, disability, that, all their expenses, especially for dental, are coming out, all out of pocket, unless they have, purchased some other sort of, dental insurance. And so, kind of what we wanted to do was, just have, have the veterans give us a call and, if they aren't covered by any insurance, and we would just like to have them come into the office and help them out a little bit.
Otherwise, the other options in some cases are folks just don't get things taken care of, and that can lead to problems.
Yeah, the problems, you get emergencies, where you're calling around and no one's seeing you, and you have to go to the ER, you get swelling or super symptomatic. Other things is that, we can prevent, teeth from, decaying and having to have them extracted. You hate to lose your teeth, especially, if you're a little younger, because, once you start losing teeth, there's other, there's other, declines that, that occur. You can lose some weight, your diet changes, so your mouth goes a long ways into providing, just overall stability in healthcare.
And I don't think sometimes people realize this, but there is a direct connection to your dental health to your overall physical health.
Yeah, I mean, the health of your mouth is directly correlated with everywhere else in the body. I mean, if you go and see your doctor regularly, and your eye doctor is the same way, your ear doctor is the same. Everything kind of comes back to, it's all incorporated, somehow. And it's just important to take care of it, because no one wants to be in, no one wants to be calling, trying to find somewhere, late at night or, on the weekend and, in pain. So it's just, important to take care of yourself. And if we can, help out a handful of people for a day, I think we'd, we'd really like that.
Well, it's like any other health issue, too. If you can catch something early before it becomes a giant problem, you're far better off.
Right, exactly. And that's not just, with the symptoms. It's also cost-wise. Once you wait until things start, hurting, you're looking at, procedures that, unfortunately are a little more expensive than, your routine, just fillings.
Yeah, and some of these are preventive. I mean, if you get the fillings right and things you need, you can avoid some real problems later.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's every dentist's focus is, to prevent, then, do procedures afterwards. I think, if you can prevent the cause, I mean, you're better off as a practice, you're better off as a, a physician, and just better off, all around. And so the majority of these are going to be, preventative. And then, if, if you do have some teeth that, you know, need to come out or bothering you or broke down, you know, before they start, you know, acting up, because it's just a matter of time, you know, we'll take them out.
Now, you mentioned during this free program for veterans on that day, you're going to be doing the cleanings, extractions, and fillings. What if you find some things? Will you consult with them on the possible things down the road? I mean, will you kind of help guide them to what they might need?
Yeah, we can definitely help them. And, you know, we can always find, you know, if our clinic can't do anything, we can, you know, direct them to, you know, other clinics that can help them. And granted, it might be, you know, might cost some money, but, you know, in the end, I think it'll benefit them, you know, quite a bit. You know, I think so.
They just need to get on top of it as soon
as
possible.
Yeah, you know, just get on top of it. I mean, you know, we won't see, you know, I think we'll probably have, you know, in our schedule about 20, you know, 20 time slots or see 20 patients, you know, from doing whatever we need to do. And, you know, if there's things that are kind of, you know, too complicated or, you know, things like that, we'll definitely help them out and try to point them in, you know, in the right direction and get, you know, get some help for them. I think that's, you know, kind of the key of the day is just to, you know, provide support and, you know, help everyone out the best we can.
You may be seeing some folks who haven't had any dental care in a while.
Yeah. So there's probably going to be a couple, you know, and so I think, you know, we've set aside plenty of time, you know, even after, you know, just a checkup and cleaning where, you know, we can have some appointments, you know, if they get that cleaning, we can get them in and maybe take care of some of their problems as well. So it's not like you really have to pick or choose, you know, what you want, but, you know, if you come in for a cleaning and you have some problems, we'll try to take care of it that day for you as well.
Okay. And we should stress, too, that for those folks who qualify for this program, there's not going to be a charge for the services that they receive that day.
Yep.
But if you would see some things, you would consult them. That doesn't automatically lock them into costs down the road. It's completely their choice.
Yeah. You know, whatever. Yeah, exactly. It's not going to lock them in. And, you know, if they, you know, want to come back and, you know, maybe we could work something out, you know, between ourselves. But I think, you know, the main focus is just, you know, trying to get as much, you know, done as we can that day. And if, you know, they need a little extra help, then, you know, we can go case by case basis.
Okay. Why is it important for you and your staff to be able to do this, to basically give the day away to reach out to veterans?
Yeah, you know, there's programs around there we were discussing earlier, like you said, you know, where, you know, some physicians or dentists, you know, provide care to kids. And there's a local program that's, I wouldn't say local, but statewide program that's really great called iMom. And, you know, we just kind of wanted to do something a little different. And, you know, we really wanted to give back to, you know, the people that, you know, gave, you know, a part of their life to us. So, you know, a lot of people who've served multiple years, and that's a, you know, a lot of time to, you know, I guess to, you know, give up, or not necessarily give up, but, you know, to do, and then, you know, to have them not be able to, you know, get treated or, you know, properly. I think it was just kind of hit close to home for us, and we just wanted to, you know, do something good for them.
Absolutely. Very good. So talk about the process. What do folks need to do? What should they bring if they make the phone call to kind of get an appointment set up?
Yeah.
What do they need to know?
Yep. So, you know, first things first would be just give us a call. Our number is 243-3275. We're the Family Dental Center. We're right there off Highway 83 or Poplar Street, whichever. And first things first is give us a call and set up an appointment. You know, the day of, or, you know, we would just like to see some proof of, you know, service, and then, you know, then we'll be able to, you know, go from there. When you call, you know, just kind of have an idea of, you know, what you think needs to be done. And Teresa's great up front. So, you know, if you have any questions, you know, she'll be able to, you know, answer them and kind of put you, you know, in the position you want to be. You know, right now we're planning on seeing about 20 veterans, you know, that day. And if, you know, if we have a little extra time, you know, we will have a waiting list. So, you know, don't feel bad if it's, you know, if we can't get you, you know, get you in, you know, that day. You know, we might be able to squeeze you in if, you know, someone cancels or no shows. And so we'll have your number and we'll give you a call. And then, you know, we'd like to have all appointments kind of made by November 1st. So we can kind of get an accurate, you know, timeline of that day and what all we need supplies wise and everything. And then, you know, lastly, I guess, you know, we kind of want to, you know, try to make this an every year thing. So, you know, if nothing, you know, pans out this year or we get full too soon, you know, I think we'll probably start, you know, maybe taking appointments a little earlier the following year. And I guess we'll just kind of, you know, play that by ear and see how it goes.
Very good. Do what you can to support those who support us.
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent. All right, very good. Well, Chet, thanks for coming by. Appreciate that. Again, that telephone number, 243-3275. They'd like you to call and make appointments as soon as possible so you can get a chance to get in, but certainly no later than November 1st for those November 11th Veterans Day appointments. Chet Manili, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it and appreciate all you're doing.
Yeah, thank you guys.